This episode of Rock on the Money is brought to you by Poker Day T-shirts at itspokerday.com. Welcome, rock stars, from Rockland USA Studios in Washington, D.C. This is Rock on the Money. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of those hard-earned monies. We're here to give you ideas, answer your questions, keep you updated on your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, our in-house lawyer and real estate agent, and we're so grateful you've joined us. Call or text your questions or comments 24 hours a day to 989-888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Rock on the Money, or our website at rockonthemoney.com. Good evening, Amanda.
Hey, Craig.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
So California and some other localities are now requiring people to wear a mask at all times.
Yes. Not at all times, just when they leave the house.
What's your opinion?
Well, I think that we should have been doing that from day one. And I think the fact that it took us so long to get to this point is what's going to have us staying home longer. But I'm really glad that we finally are doing that.
Okay.
I have a mask. My mother-in-law made me a cute little mask.
I don't have any.
You're going to have to get crafty. There's plenty of Pinterest out there about, you don't even have to sew. You can just use, well, you probably don't have hair bands either, but no, rubber bands.
I don't even know. I was late on that bandwagon. I could have made a killing on these masks. There's so many people on Etsy as a side gig making masks right now.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway. Yep.
So, but there's still, you just have to be creative. There's other needs out there if you want to get on Etsy. So also, I have another update for you, Craig.
Yes.
Adding to the list of failed things around my home, we had during the safer at home, which isn't feeling very safe.
No.
So our pool drain cover came off or detached and had to be replaced. So my lovely husband had to go put on a scuba mask and replace the drain at the bottom of our pool for a couple hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The home is being overused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is actually a great segue to today's Savvy Saving segment. Today, we're going to talk about home maintenance now to save costs on big repairs later.
Good figure. Hey, you have all the experience between your dishwasher, your pool. What else is going to happen?
I know. It's terrible. Yeah. Well, and remember my pipes out back the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Do you have any more Samsung appliances?
No.
Good.
Just television.
No, the televisions are different. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, here's a news article I wanted to bring up with you real quick.
Okay.
And apparently, I mean, we've been hammering our people not to touch their 401k, don't do anything. Well, it turns out nobody's doing that. So according to this MarketWatch article on April 7th, some of these companies are reporting what's going on with their clients. So Betterment came out and said that they had less than 2% increase in portfolio withdrawals.
Okay, but that seems like a biased example, because generally aren't Betterment customers a little bit more savvy anyway?
Well, I was going to get into that. Yeah, probably. Oh, okay. That was going to be my punchline at the end of this. So,
and then Betterment is not a platform that every Joe Schmo uses.
Yeah, that's pretty much for the younger crowd anyway. That's the millennials. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you're not going to see 50-year-olds using Betterment, I wouldn't think. Yeah. I have no data, but I'm pretty confident that. No, they're over there.
That's Edward my own Jones personal and feeling Merrill as well. Lynch and,
yeah.
Yeah. No data for me either.
No. But I would say the higher the age, they're at the old Prudentials, the Merrill Lynches, and they're still paying like 10% fees and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They don't know.
My point being, I immediately am suspicious of this report because it does not seem like it is a comprehensive analysis of the entire market.
Oh, look at you being all lawyer. 26.
But carry on.
And 26 more total customers making ad hoc deposits than withdrawals.
All right.
So people are putting more money in. Well, at least what they're saying is the millennials in particular are the ones that are more likely to deposit money in their accounts than pull money out.
Yeah, because they feel comfortable that they've got enough time for things to recover.
Right. And they I think they know. I think they've seen what their parents have done back in 2007 and 9. Remember, they were kids back then. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times millennials remember what their parents did and their mistakes. And they've learned about they don't want to buy a house because they know about mortgage and stuff like that. There's certain things that millennials do that they learn from watching their parents. So Vanguard, my favorite, came out and said their clients, they traded, but they were disciplined. According to the firm's research, 9 out of 10 investors continued as normal. Look at that. Yes.
Good.
Continued as normal. And only half of the households did trade, made just one transaction between February 19th and March 20th. Much of the trading involved moving to equities, which is stocks, which is what I like. And it is traditionally riskier, but because it's stocks, you want to be in there now into those funds, because at the 20th, that's when we were at the bottom. So they want to get the market on the way up. But then again, I would think Vanguard people, clients, again, like you were saying, are probably more educated, or they wouldn't be at Vanguard in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of see what you're getting at. These are probably more educated investors that know what to do. They know where to be at, like they know to be at Vanguard. Schwab also came out with the same thing, Fidelity. Those are our three preferred providers that we like, low-cost providers. So they've been educated. So
I mean, look, that's all very encouraging news. And I think it's great that it confirms what we've been saying and advising. But I think this is also a really good example to point out that everything you read on the internet should be scrutinized for its level of applicability. Now, this is a completely accurate take, but on a very narrow scope, right? So I mean, take that with a grain of salt. Just like every article you see on the internet, you can either confirm your own bias or you can be a bit more critical before you hit that share button.
Yeah, I mean, it's CBS News, so but it was just something neat to bring up that even though we've been hammering, it's good to see that there are people out there that are doing exactly what we're saying. So
yeah. So how come we're still getting asked this question so often,
Craig? I have no idea. I don't know. Which brings up to social media question one.
Okay.
What should I do if my employer stops the company match? Well, we've answered this how many
times. Continue as usual.
Same. Just don't do anything. So there are companies that I'm aware of, one of which, Amtrak, Marriott, I have insider knowledge of that one. Macy's and others, they have paused their company match programs. They paused them. It doesn't mean they're stopping them altogether.
Okay. Yeah, no, they're stashing their cash, just like we've advised other people to, you know, to pause on some of these other spends for a time being, stash the money, and then resume once the storm passes.
And some of these companies are trying to survive. They're trying to save themselves. Yep. You know, let them do their thing. They're not. It's not going to be a permanent thing. They would not make it permanent, as we'll get into later. But as far as you, do nothing. You just keep doing what you're doing, because what we coach, and this isn't brought up from Ramsey or Chris Hogan or anybody like that, it's something that I've come up on my own. You do the 15% contributions to your 401k and your IRA, okay? But I do not include the company match, profit sharing. Yeah, I don't include bonuses.
I know it's unusual for me to agree with you.
Well, I know. It's amazing. I was right for once. No, I don't include all those extras. Those are icing on the cake, because they can be taken away. As we've now found out, a company match can be paused. I don't remember that ever happening before.
Yeah.
Of course, I haven't worked in a place that had a company match until now. Now I'm with two companies that have them. I worked for the government. We didn't get those kind of little perks. I don't include perks in my 15%. I know there's people out there that have been coaching that have been, and I've converted them into not doing that anymore. That's all extra, because it can be taken away. Or if you switch jobs, the next job may not have that. It's just an icing on the cake. So many of these companies will do this as a stopgap until things improve. They're trying to save themselves. And 99.9% of the time, it will come back because it's one of those company perks, Amanda, to attract talent. These things are there because it gets the better employees over there. If they ever stop these permanently, do you really think these Fortune 100 companies will be able to attract talent if the competing company, let's say Marriott, and then they stopped it, but then Hilton says, you know what, we're going to increase it. Well, then they'll all go. These two companies are like literally 10 miles apart. Two corporate headquarters are right next to each other. You think they won't go over to the competition? Like, well, I'll just go over there. Employees will go to where the benefits are. This is just a temporary thing, just like the whole COVID-19. It's a temporary thing. Just keep doing what you're doing and move forward. Just don't worry about it. You have anything to add?
Nope.
I'm pretty adamant about that. It's just, you know, when we talk about 401ks and all this stuff, I just hammer the stuff. I know it's a broken record, guys, but it's very important. It really is. Here's a neat news article I came across.
Boy, you're now, full of news articles. I know. Today.
It's almost like that Kelly, what's that show?
You do have extra time on your hands.
I do. But this one I just saw this morning. When you're doing investing, this is the kind of stuff you need to pay attention to. So Piper Sandler, you've heard of them, haven't you? They do a lot of surveys. So this is one survey they do every year about teenagers. Teenagers is something that I always pay attention to is what are they buying? Because, you know, they spend a lot of money and that will usually flow into the millennials and the next generations and so on. But a lot of it starts there. It's what's popular there.
They spend a lot because all of their money basically is discretionary money. They don't really have rent or...
And they're posting pictures of them wearing, you know, or whatever they're doing. And it usually flows from there, especially on Instagram and stuff like that. So, but I found this really interesting. Okay. So Piper Sandler says that spending is down generally, but food and athletic apparel are topping their budgets.
Okay. Now, remember, this is COVID-19. Like they like to hang out and
They're hanging out at home, but these are the brands, the clothing brands that they are wearing that they prefer. This does not shock me because I've owned this stock before. I currently don't own it. It's my disclosure. Nike, they love Nike. And that is a great stock to have, by the way. I would buy that on a dip in a heartbeat. So 25% by far of any other brand, that's what they like. Mm-hmm. American Eagle is the next brand that they like. Then Adidas. Adidas. I grew up on Adidas.
Yeah. But my son loves Adidas.
Yep. Well, there you go. Apparently, it's popular. Hollister. Now, here's a brand I've never heard of. Is this a mall brand? You should know. You're young. PacSun.
Yeah, it's been at the mall for ages, Craig.
Oh, really? What do I know? not ages. I worked in a mall in the 80s, by the way.
Well, that was beyond age. That was eons ago, not ages ago.
I can't wait for that Wonder Woman 1984 to come out this summer.
Yeah, that'll be good.
It's based in the 80s and they used them all near me. Lululemon, which is a great stock, by the way. Buy that sucker in a dip all day long. Forever 21. Now, I do know that's a mall.
Yes.
Urban Outfitters, which has been around for ages. Apparently, all those are the brands that they prefer. Here's the one they will not wear anymore.
Okay.
And this is a stock that has been beat down. And I've seen analysts say people should buy it. But after hearing this survey, and this is a local company to me here in Maryland.
Yeah.
It started in Georgetown. These guys started this company and now it's based in Baltimore. Under Armour.
Yeah. No. Wow. That one's taking a beating.
That's scary because I almost bought that. Like,
yeah,
whoa.
My husband picked up a bunch of that a couple of years ago, and it still hasn't recovered. No, it's been a loser for 3 years.
Well, they didn't keep up on trends with the Lululemon's been kicking their butt, and they've hired people to redo it. But the fact that teenagers don't want to be seen wearing it, that's scary. That's not good for a stock. Nope. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Have you ever worn Under Armour?
Absolutely.
Oh, I've never worn it. I think I've always thought that they're hideous and overpriced.
Really?
Yeah.
I usually buy it on sale, but it's kind of a Maryland thing if you live in the D.C. area because it started here in Washington, D.C. And they're headquartered and they're actually headquartered right next to Fort McHenry where the Star Spangled Banner. They're literally right next to the gate to Fort McHenry. So I just thought that was interesting. So people that are into stocks, Nike all day long, Lululemon, those are always great. Those are always great stocks to have. But Under Armour, oof. I'm not telling you what to do, but I would avoid that with a plague.
Not that we're encouraging anyone to buy single stocks anyway.
Absolutely. Some of these are actually right. Nike is in a lot of mutual funds, in retirement funds. So.
And you're going to pick up a lot of this in the S&P 500.
Absolutely. Apparently not Under Armour, though. Hey, we have a phone call, a social media question. And don't forget, you can win a gift card for the month of April. Gift card from Amazon. If you call 989-888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. All you got to do is ask us your financial question and leave it on a recording. No one's going to answer the phone. We'll play it. If we use it on the show, you're entered into the drawing. We have a big wheel, Amanda, and we do it live on Facebook. And we'll spin the wheel and give out the gift card at the end of the month. And I'll do it on time this month, I promise.
So this is our first April entry.
Yep, so you have a 1 out of 1 chance, Wendy, of winning.
Hi, this is Wendy from Pennsylvania. I've been listening to your Facebook or your podcast and on your Facebook for a couple months now, and you've given me the courage to keep investing despite things are down, so thank you. My question is this. I'm 55, and I hope to retire in 10 to 12 years. I'm trying to figure out what that financial number is I need to retire. The two things I'm stuck on are inflation. I know there's inflation calculators, but I don't know what kind of inflation to put in there that would be reasonable to make sure I have enough money. And also medical care, like how much I'm going to spend on medical care. The Medicare site is rather confusing for someone who's not familiar with it. And so I didn't know if there was somewhere else I could have an estimate of how much per month or per year I might spend on medical care. Thank you.
All right, Amanda. Wow. She's really trying to work on her retirement numbers.
Yeah, good for her.
I love this question.
She's focused.
She is focused, not finished.
Well, that's what Chris would say.
One of the things I looked at when did some research, I wanted to get the latest numbers on what people are using in the calculations. So she wants to know about both the inflation number and the medical number, okay? But one thing I want to make sure, and she probably has already thought about this, but I want everyone else to think about it. You need to come up with when do you think you're going to, this is really morbid, Amanda, but you really got to figure out how long do you think you're going to live? Because that does play into the whole calculation. How long does your family tree usually live on average? Not including getting hit by car, getting cancer, can't take it with you. We're going with, is it 80, 90? Some family trees like mine are 95 to 100. I'm going to be a thorn in everybody's side for a long time. I just wonder when to be. Yeah, good. So anyway, the inflation number, let's go over the two things. Historically, inflation runs between 1.5 and 4% each year. So the best case scenario would be 2%. Worst case would be 4%. Pick your number. If you want to run this twice through one of those calculators, do a 2 and a 4 and just, you know, come up with the best case and the worst case scenarios. For the medical number, there's so many variables into it. And Amanda, I think we need to do a whole topic about this. We need to talk about Medicare a little bit, you know, Medicare A, B, C, D, and the Advantage program. So, but I'm going to breeze through this, just give her the numbers. Okay. So, for the medical number, a 65-year-old newly retired couple, married or together, whatever, will need $285,000 on average for medical expenses during the entire retirement. And this is going to be your biggest budget buster. And there's lots of things we can talk about how to save for that. HSA, we'll talk about it in another program. But a typical 65-year-old older male will need $133,000 and females $147,000 to pay for healthcare.
You know why they need more?
Tell me.
Women live longer.
Absolutely.
On average.
Yep, that's it. This does not include your long-term care insurance.
Right.
That is a big buster.
Or costs.
It's not going to include that. And that can range, as of last year, $19,500 a year for adult daycare services, all the way to $102,000 for a private room in a nursing home.
Average. Per year.
That's an average cost.
Yeah, that's more than a lot of people's annual salary now.
That's crazy. And then as a side note, one thing that we coach is you don't shop for your long-term care insurance until you're around 60 years old. So getting a earlier, you're kind of wasting your money. And typically these policies pay a monthly benefit towards your long-term care for that lasts 2 to 3 years. Do you know why it's only 2 to 3 years?
Why is that?
The average stay in a long-term care nursing home is 3 years.
Yeah. So, you're usually not. I know it sounds very morbid,
but if you're in full care, I'm not talking about, you know, half care. If you're in full care nursing home, 3 years is the average.
It's the final stage of
life. Now there are homes that you can play bingo and do it. No, you live longer there. We're talking about full care.
Yeah.
That's where it costs so much money because you have a nurse coming in, giving you baths. You're doing the whole thing. 3 years is the average until you pretty much decease. So anyway, I don't know how else to put it. You're going to die. That's one thing that's definite. You will die. So hopefully those will give her some numbers. Those are the generally accepted numbers to put in your calculator. And if you have anything follow up, Wendy, please send us a question. That was great. I love that question.
Awesome.
But we do need to do a whole segment about that because this is the one part, Amanda, you really need to prepare for because it'll break the bank.
So, I'll be honest, Craig.
Go ahead.
At my age, it's not something I think about. And, so you know what, we'll have to do a segment, but it'll be an education for me as well.
And that, I think this, because HSAs are fairly new, I mean, they haven't been around for a long time. If you start working your HSA now, tax-free in the future, that could take care of this whole thing.
Yeah.
It really could if you start early. So we really do need to talk about that. That's something that, and a lot of companies do a match for the HSA.
Put it on the list. Yep. Put it on the topic list.
On the list. But right now, we're going to take a break because guess what?
What's that?
It's time for Savvy Savings.
All right.
And what are we doing today? Oh, that's right. Your house is falling apart.
Yeah, we're talking about home maintenance now to save costs on big repairs later.
Hopefully you don't get too upset as you're doing this. No,
I had to find tips for myself this week.
Oh, wow. You know, that's what typically happens. I learn as I research for the show.
That's right.
Anyway, so we're learning all together, guys.
We're in it with you. We're in it together.
Yes. All right. Well, when we come back, Savvy Savings right here. Rock on the money.
What's the average poker player sound like? I fold. What's a poker player sound like wearing a Poker Day Fun and Stylish t-shirt? All in. Poker Day t-shirts. Fun, comfortable, and stylish. Makes you look like a real boss at the poker table. For men, for women, for the love of it. Get a shirt or two at itspokerday.com. That's itspokerday.com.
The money with Amanda and me
and Craig.
Don't forget you can call us with your financial questions. 989-888-ROCK, and we're looking for questions for April to win a gift card to Amazon. You can buy your groceries.
That's right.
A whole load of groceries with that gift card. Buy some stuff to fix your house. What you got for us for Savvy Savings?
Yeah, today's segment is home maintenance now to save costs on big repairs later. Oh. Yeah, so some of these we've talked about before, but they're worth mentioning again. The first one is clean vents and filters. So this would include like your dryer, your air conditioning unit. Remember we talked about replacing those filters on a regular basis. Your septic tank, if you have a septic tank. I, I don't know much about septic tanks, so someone else might have to educate me on that. But
I used to have one growing up, and that was a pain in the butt for my parents.
Does it have a filter?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, nope. All right. So, or any other part of your home.
At least ours did not, so.
Yeah. So dirty or clogged vents and filters can cause serious problems. Obviously, we talked about that with your HVAC unit in one of our earlier episodes that, you know, a dirty filter makes it work that much harder and you're going to end up having to replace the whole unit much sooner. Mm. So the same goes for a number of things there. The next tip is to keep water-based appliances in check. So most importantly, this involves draining your water heater about once a year. Yeah.
I haven't been doing that.
I know. Most people don't because it's a big undertaking, but you need to drain your water heater about once a year. It helps extend the life and keeps leaks from springing. And then you want to pump your septic tank. Here's that septic tank again. Every 3 to 5 years to help it from sewage from backing up, which that sounds disgusting. So I encourage you to follow that tip.
My water heater is once a year, so I'm 17 years late.
Ugh. You have a water heater that's really living beyond its expected life expectancy.
I'm lucky.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're lucky. They don't make them like that anymore, Craig.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, next, make sure your alarms are working. So this isn't exactly rocket science, but the busier you are, the easier it is to forget or procrastinate. So make sure things like your smoke alarms and security systems have batteries in tip-top shape. And you're like, well, how does that relate to home maintenance and saving costs? Well, if your smoke detector doesn't go off and your whole house burns down, that's a big problem. Same with security alarms. You know, if you have an intruder, then you're going to have a lot of losses of personal property and whatnot, and that can be very costly.
Here's some live people don't know. I know because I'm a retired firefighter. Smoke alarm expire.
Yes.
They have a date on them. If you pull them down and look at the back, there's a date, and usually it's 10 years.
I was just going to say, I think it's 10 years. Yeah.
10 years.
In addition to that, your fire extinguishers, you need to check those valves and make sure that they still are useful because they also go bad after a certain period of time. I mean, you could probably say it better than I can.
Yeah. In the great state of Maryland, we don't allow smoke detectors with batteries anymore. So really? The only kind of smoke detector, because nobody changes them anyway. We can say change clock, change your battery all day long. Firefighters say it over. Nobody does it. So
but don't they start beeping?
No. So what they do now is it's a 10-year battery. So basically, when the battery starts chirping, you got to replace the whole thing. So they're basically disposable now. So
got it. In Maryland, in our landfill. Got it.
Yeah.
Here's one that's I bet you're also behind on, Craig.
Probably.
Clean your refrigerator coils.
Nope, I'm on that one because it froze up on me, so I had to do it.
Oh, because you delayed it and it caused it.
Yeah.
So dirty coils cause the generator to work a lot harder than it should, and they're one of the top causes of fridge problems. So the good news is this is one of the easiest household chores you could hope for unless it's really difficult to access. But all you have to do is unplug your refrigerator and unsnap the grill to reach the coils, which are usually at the base, either at the front or the back, and then just sweep up any hair or debris or dirt. And that's something you should do every 3 to 6 months. Are you doing it 3 to 6 months, Craig?
I am now because it freezes up if I don't. And by the way, it's a Samsung refrigerator because they suck anyway. So I don't know if it's or if it's because of Samsung, but that's a whole nother issue. So.
Okay. All right. Here's one for outdoors. If you need to get outside during this stay at home and get some fresh air, clear your gutters. So gutters, you could say, are the arteries of the house. You need to keep their paths clear to make sure your home gets rid of what it doesn't need. So clogged gutters, they don't allow the water to flow away like it should, and it can pool around your house, causing flooding, mold, foundation issues, rot, all sorts of problems. Water creates havoc.
So one of my neighbors has one of those gutter guard thingies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we get strong thunderstorms, apparently, they don't really handle the excess water very well during a big downpour.
So it actually goes over it
and goes right down to where it does the opposite of what it's supposed to do. So it takes away the gutter. So what he did is, I guess there's this mesh you can buy that goes and lays in the gutter. And that actually, the water does handle that. So people that spend all this money on those gutter guards, just be careful. Don't go with what the demo says. If you get very heavy thunderstorms like we do mid-Atlantic or you down in Florida, they may not work. So
Gutters aren't even required here in Florida.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Why not? So they don't inspect for them either. So
you don't have basements. That's why.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, so, we have basements.
Yeah, so. We only have gutters on the back of our house, and that's just because the pool's back there.
You got to protect that pool.
Well, you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to have a. There's all sorts of patio there that would then run water. Oh. You still have a foundation even without a basement.
That makes sense. I got it.
Yeah. All right. So next, you want to deep clean your carpets. Hiring a professional to blast away dirt and absorb moisture about once a year could be well worth the cost. Letting your rugs go untended could also lead to like mold growth or other issues which aren't covered by many homeowners policies. Mm. Mold's a big problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How often do you clean your carpets, Craig?
Because my dog died.
Oh my gosh.
And the kids don't live here anymore. So it really doesn't get dirty.
And you only use half your house now.
Not even, no. This house, it's a 5,000 square foot house. I'm using like 100 of it.
Oh my goodness.
I can't downgrade. We talked about that. I can't.
Yeah, I know. You know what? You need to Airbnb your house.
Oh my God.
You could be running a bed and breakfast.
Did we not talk? I don't like people. So that doesn't really work well.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Flight Attendant.
Next. Good. Okay, that was good. That was good.
Anyway, we don't have any carpets in our home here in Florida. We have the luxury vinyl plank everywhere because it's waterproof and I have a dog in a pool.
Actually, I'm getting ready to switch to that.
Mm-hmm. I love
LVT.
It.
Luxury vinyl tile. So I'm getting ready to switch over. So all this stuff I have from the original purchase of the house is all going away. So I'm in the middle of painting and redoing all that.
But I mean, when we did have our house in Colorado that had carpet, I had that professionally cleaned at least once a year, sometimes more often.
Nice.
Yeah. Next, you want to make sure you're looking for holes and gaps. So these can spring up just about anywhere. You just have to make sure you're doing a thorough inspection around your place. So to start, you can check the roof for any leaks. That's probably a place you don't look at very often. And it might be someplace that you don't look at all until you go to sell your house and an inspector says, oh, hey, you have a leak and you have all this damage in your attic. And then, of course, you have a hard time selling your house. So check for leaks in the roof. Make sure your chimney isn't missing any mortar. If you have a chimney, we don't have a lot of those here in Florida.
No.
Watch out for cracks between windows and doors. I'm seeing more, you know, I see a lot of real estate that we either are looking to buy or rent or things like that. But more and more, the brand new houses are having problems with window leaks because they're just put together so quickly. The craftsmanship is just so poor. So watch out for cracks between windows and doors that create leaks and then create mold and rot and all sorts of problems. And they can also, not only that, it could lead to like flooding claims and infestations and also lead to increased energy costs because you have leaks in your windows.
What's the number one thing that you have that creeps into the house in Florida?
That creeps into the house?
Like a bug or something that
comes lizards.
In? Oh, that's right. You got those little lizards, geckos.
Yeah.
Geckos come running around. You know how I know I have leaks? We have stink bugs. Do you have stink bugs?
No, not really.
We have stink bugs in the Mid-Atlantic region. Mm-hmm. And if you go try and capture them or stuff, they release a scent.
Oh,
they're like little skunks. So you start looking, they're like crawling on your ceiling and stuff. And they find a way in the house. That's when you know you got a problem. You're supposed to use your vacuum to get them. Because if you've tried to do anything else, it's going to smell.
Don't have anything getting in. We have a quarterly pest treatment come around.
So
we don't really have. Yeah, we don't have problems like that. But so that's another tip is make sure you're pre-treating for things that, especially like in the South, there's a lot of problems with termites, like in Georgia where we have some properties. Yeah, you want to make sure you're treating for that in advance so that you don't have those types of, I mean, termite damage can cost thousands thousands of dollars. Whereas a quarterly treatment is, you know, it's like $50.
Oh, okay.
not even. Let's see, what's next? We've talked about this before, Craig. Install programmable or smart thermostats.
Oh my God, I love it.
Save so much money with that.
Oh, I can't tell you how much money I've saved.
Yeah. Install or check your insulation and caulk lines. So again, this is, you know, looking for leakage basically in your home of either your air conditioning costs or your heating costs throughout the year. So check that insulation. Remember, we talked in one of the prior episodes that some of your energy companies offer programs that maybe give you a check on that and maybe some free insulation. We had our entire attic re-insulated for free. So just check those things out. Caulk lines, you know, caulk wears out. So every now and then it needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. And if you're sitting here twiddling your thumbs, you know, I'm giving you a great to-do list that you can start knocking out.
Yeah, you are. And the weather's perfect for it, so.
It's great, yes. We're getting to that spring time, yeah. Mm. Here's one, clean your washing machine.
What?
Yeah, front-loading washing machines have a tendency to gather water in the door seal, which is exposed to water throughout the wash cycle. Mm-hmm. If you don't regularly clean that seal, then mold and mildew can grow. And once it's there, it can be difficult to eradicate. In fact, I know someone who had to completely replace their front-loading washing machine because it just became too mildewy to even repair.
Wow.
So regularly cleaning your washing machine can help it be as efficient as possible. And that's, they do sell washing machine cleaner. There's a brand called Afresh. And then you're like, your machine has a sanitizing or cleaning cycle that you just set it on. But also one tip I do is I have a front loader myself and I just leave that door open while my dryer is running. And then once the clothes are done in the dryer, then my machine's basically dried out and I shut that front door again. But you want to let it air out before you close it back up. Otherwise, you just have constant moisture.
When I bought my new ones, I made sure it was a top load because I already heard that this was starting up. I didn't want to deal with that. So I bought top loaders.
Yeah. And I mean, you still want to clean your top loader, but it's not as much of an issue. And oh, no. You can do it a lot less frequently.
It's not a Samsung either. It's LG. I made sure of that.
Yeah. I think mine are Whirlpool. Extend your downspouts to direct water away from your foundation. So I guess we kind of covered this under gutters a little bit, but downspouts are also an issue. I had to constantly monitor mine in Wisconsin because we had a lot of heavy downpours there. And it's crazy how the water can just pool by your house if you aren't directing it away appropriately. Mm-hmm. Along the same lines, you want to make sure you're dealing with dampness in your basement. So if you've got a basement and you are prone to flooding or a lot of water, especially this time of year when you have a lot of the ground melt happening and seeping into the ground, make sure you have a sub pump going, a dehumidifier, repair any leaks, and waterproof your basement. Because those, if not done, can create serious foundation issues that are really expensive to fix.
I have a sump pump because they're required where I live. Mm-hmm. And people need to put this on the counter to dump a bucket of water in there every now and then, not just to make sure it works, which is one thing, but get all that stale water out of there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, they're required in our county where I live.
Yeah. And, you know, so I know a bit about sub pumps, but make sure that you're also wherever it's coming out of your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to make sure that that's appropriately directed far enough away from your house as well.
Yeah. I thought about buying another one and having it. Because I've had it die before and always dies during the worst time when you really need it. So I mean, because they don't go bad if I buy one. That way it's just sitting on the shelf, ready to go.
It's like your own insurance policy.
Right. They're not that expensive, but you have it.
Right.
Because it's always at 2 a.m. on a Sunday and a tropical storm's coming through and you don't have a pump. So. Yeah. I've thought about that.
Speaking about draining issues, make sure your AC unit drains well and away from the house as well. Oof. Yeah. So those can freeze up.
Yep.
Yeah. And then they're clogged and then they aren't draining. And then your whole AC unit is going kerplunk. Mm-hmm. Find and fix any dry rot around the house. So just do a walk around the exterior of your home and look for any wood that might be disintegrating and replace that wood. Yeah. So that's really it.
Awesome.
So now you have your to-do list for the weekend.
Oh my God, that was so much work.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has time right now.
Yeah. What are you going to tackle this weekend?
Oh, actually, I'm working on getting ready to paint the whole inside of the house.
Did you find a color?
No. I'm having a hard time picking the color. I'm trying to buy, what do they call it? Grage.
Yeah.
And I keep buying a sample and it costs me $5 every time. And once I put it up, I said, that's not the shade I want.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a grage, which is popular. And I can't, I don't know. I have a lot of swatches all over my house right now. And it looks pretty ugly. So, but anyway, that was
great. You got your work cut out for you. If it's 5,000 square feet, you'll be painting for a while.
Well, I'm home till July now. Okay. So I got plenty of time to do all this stuff. So thank you for giving me a honey-do list. I'm not That's your honey, right. but it definitely yeah. this is a honey-do list for everybody out there.
But again, tackle it now while you have the time, because it really can save you big on repair costs later.
And the box stores of Lowe's and Home Depot are open, and you can go get the stuff. So
yes, that being said, don't take your whole family to go pick out paint, one person, and still, exercise the social distancing advice. Yeah.
Or there's a lot of people out there doing side gigs that know how to do caulking. Mm-hmm. You can just go on there, Tackle. Where's some of the other apps? Tackle, Home Advisor, stuff like that. And they'll do all these simple jobs for you. So anyway, very good. And as always, a quick reminder, check out our website, rockonthemoney.com. We have show notes. All the podcasts are located right there. The website turns into a player. You can play it right on your phone. Plus, there's links there so you can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platforms, including Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, and TuneIn. And if you could leave us a review and some star ratings on those platforms, it really, really helps us out a lot. Check out our Facebook group community with over 3,000 people in there. Facebook.com/groups/your401k. And also check out our Facebook page at Rock on the Money. So long, everybody. We really, really do have a lot of gratitude for you listening, sharing, and spreading the word. You guys are great. Amanda and I cannot emphasize how much we appreciate you guys. So long, and we'll see you again next week. Until next time, America. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.